Signs of the Times, June 23, 1881, says Gideon desired some token that the one now addressing him was the same that spoke to Moses in the burning bush. And he received this token with this experience. Brothers and sisters, there's more to be said about this particular incident here in a following study. But you and I, if we're going to be among those that Gideon is prefiguring here, and the time period is here, we're on the verge of the latter rain. We're on the verge of the Sunday law, therefore we're on the verge of the latter rain. If we're going to be among those that Gideon is prefiguring, we're going to have a confrontation, and not a confrontation in a negative way. We're going to have an interaction. We're going to have a genuine personal experience with Christ. And this is part of what's being illustrated here by Gideon. He is confronted with the truth that he has been talking face to face with Jesus Christ. He's been given a revelation of Jesus Christ. Continuing on, Judges 6, 22 through 24. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face," and the Lord said unto him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die." Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abizarites. Judges 6, 22 to 24. Jehovah Shalom means Yahweh is peace. Brothers and sisters, if there's one piece of this story that we need to understand, is that if we're going to be among those that finish the work, as Gideon has illustrated, we have to have a personal, individual worship experience, ongoing experience, regular experience that brings us peace. That's why Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you peace." If we have the worship experience with Jesus Christ where our soul, no matter what's going on around us, is experienced the peace of Christ, then we have the altar that Gideon is symbolizing here, the altar that he named Jehovah Shalom, Yahweh is peace. And we must have that experience if we're going to be among those that receive the latter rain. This is part of what Gideon is illustrating for us. Continuing on, Judges 6, 25 through 27.